Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I have a very special guest in the studio today. Her name is Daniela Zezelj-Gualdi. She is a concert violinist and violist. She was born in what was then Yugoslavia, but then came the war. And she's had a very interesting and challenging life's journey, but it has brought her to Wilmington, where she teaches now at UNCW, and she is concertizing around our area. So she is here to join us today. Daniela, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It's really a pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. Talk about growing up, how old you were when the war started and what it was like in your town. Where was it that you lived?
I was born in Zadar, Croatia. And when the whole conflict started, I was 16 years old. And it started all of the sudden. We were all very surprised and thinking that it would not develop into full-fledged civil war. Unfortunately, it did, and my family was forced to flee the country. So we were all kind of packed our the smallest belongings that we could carry on, because nobody really wanted to see you with full suitcase and the whole house packed. So basically, one bag in a hand, and we just left everything behind.
I brought
my violin with me.
Yeah, and this was you and your mother and father and sister? Is that right?
That's correct. Few countries down the road, we traveled kind of a little bit, Slovenia, Germany. We found ourselves in Serbia, which was unfortunately the opposite side, the enemy side. And there was no turning back at that point. And even though we are Serbian in nationality, after being basically thrown out of the country from Croatia, the situation in Serbia on that particular point was not very fantastic either. The country was worldwide blamed for the conflict, and there were sanctions from the United States, and the country was closed up to everything that comes outside. So you can imagine the lack of jobs, lack of food, empty shelves in the stores, long lines in front of the bread and milk, that we were not as welcomed as we hoped to, because we were the ones that were in Serbian eyes also guilty for the conflict, you know. So we were refugees, and really it was really hard to fit in into that whole new environment again. Even though my sister and I, we went to school there, the schools were still operating, everything was still fine. And I was incredibly lucky to be able to study with some most fantastic teachers, Russian teachers at the Academy of Novi Sad, which completely turned me upside down as a musician, as an artist. And I am, you know, there is always something good in something bad. So I find myself being grateful for those years with Professor Chugaeva, who was afterwards teaching in Vienna at the academy there. So
you learned both violin and viola?
At that time, I was still just a violinist.
Just violin.
Mm-hmm. Yes. After I kind of closed that chapter and left Serbia behind me by running away with a at the time boyfriend, conductor from Norway, which my dad said, "You go, don't come back." I have continued practicing and actively being involved in Europe, playing with orchestras in Vienna, etc. I found out that the tape I have sent a year before through some of my family friends off to United States, and which honestly I completely forgot about, thinking this would never happen to me. Why would this happen to me? You know, thinking that America is the country of dreams, that where the streets is honey, and whenever I would imagining the America, it would be, you know, like a Christmas in New York with all the lights. And so my sister calls me from still under sanctioned Serbia and says, "Daniela, you got in." I was like, in where? What are you talking about? And she was like, you got in into 3 different universities, full scholarship in Pennsylvania. I was like, what?
Amazing.
So I accepted the full scholarship at Carnegie Mellon, where I pursued my master's degree in violin performance, where also I was lucky to study with one of the most amazing teachers, André Cárdenas. He's there. There he was a concertmaster. I think he just recently retired from Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. And then after finishing my master's, I continued with my doctorate in the University of Georgia. And there is where I picked viola as my minor secretly most favorite instrument.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Daniela Zezel-Gualdi, a concert violinist and confessed lover of the viola as
yes.
well. And she's telling us about growing up in a war-torn region and how the music was something that helped her keep her spirits up. And we're going to be hearing now about what she's doing these days. And also, I do want you to tell people someone you met along the way, another musician who is a pianist who's become an important part of your life.
Paolo André Gualdi. He's an amazing pianist. He's world-renowned and internationally acclaimed, and he just finished his tour in Brazil. But most of all, he's love of my life and really charming, charming person, very handsome. I met him when we were doing our masters at Carnegie Mellon, and I was immediately drawn to him. We became very good friends with a similar humor and sense of humor, similar taste in food, you know, Mediterranean food. And we just fell in love. And a few years later, we have a little daughter, and she's now 2.5. And we're enjoying our life together. He
Wonderful.
Is professor at the Francis Marion University in South Carolina, where he teaches piano. He has developed a very important and growing chamber music festival in South Carolina. And this will be this year, the second edition. We are very excited about that.
And now in Wilmington, you are teaching at UNCW.
That is correct.
And you're doing some concerts. I know you have one coming up with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra on October 19th.
Yes.
So.
Yes, I will be playing Peter Wask's Distant Light Concerto, written in 1963, slightly modern. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to scare our audience away, because this music is extremely beautiful. It portrays the Lithuanian tundra, you know, that kind of atmospheric music, and also it's written in that time that was the independence fight for Lithuania to become an independent
yes.
country. So
yes.
that dissonance and a struggle kind of towards the light, distant light means towards the light, towards the hope, towards, you know, some better days.
Wonderful.
So I am really emotionally connected to it, and I can't wait to play it. I'm really excited.
Daniela, before I let you go, I do want people to know how to find out more about you. And you have a website. It is DZGviolin.com. Is that right?
That is correct. You did
that. That's
very
for
good.
Daniela yes. Zezel-Gualdi. So much easier to say DZGviolin.com.
Yes, you can hear music there. There are audio clips. There is a schedule of my upcoming shows and pictures to enjoy. So I welcome you to our website to find out more information.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You've been hearing from Daniela Zezel-Gualdi, a concert violinist and violist. She will be performing with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra in October. She has other concerts coming up. You can check out her website again, DZGviolin.com. This is WHQR.